You are listening to Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine, and we've got our first guest in the studio.
We do, and we have Gus Berger, who's a curator for Thornbury Picture House. Welcome, Gus.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on before.
I have, yes.
Right. So for those people that don't know you, before we get into what the Thornbury Picture House is all about, give us a bit of a background of what you've done and your interest, because it's fascinating. I love what you do.
That's nice to hear. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I have been working in documentary film for quite a long time. But I also program a lot of film events around Melbourne, and I've got an outdoor cinema company called Blow Up Cinema, which we're kind of getting towards the end of a very busy summer for outdoor screenings.
And because there's so many outdoor cinemas around town now, isn't there?
Yeah.
It started off with just the one, the Moonlight Cinema, wasn't it? And now there's quite a few. So you've got this Blow Up screen, don't you? So you can take it anywhere.
That's right, yeah. We've got five portable systems now, and
wow,
they range from a 4-meter screen to an 8-meter screen. So a lot of our clients are schools that are doing fundraisers or councils that are wanting to put on free events in parks.
Yep.
We do a lot of work for Moreland, Darabin, Maribyrnong City Councils, those sorts of things. And we also get commissioned by clients such as QV to run a whole series of outdoor film events in their area. They've got an outdoor space.
And you often, was it this year that you did it, or was it last year? I can't remember, but it was dog friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. They have a fundraiser for the Lost Dogs Home, and so they we do
so
dog
take
films,
your dog.
Bring your dog, dog competitions, photo shoots for dogs.
Which is really good fun. Now, being a doco maker, you know, like, are you still doing it, or have you let that slide because you've got everything else on the go?
Look, I'm not quite sure how it's going to pan out this year. A lot of my work comes from the Justice Department, and so we do some screenings, do film workshops and make short films in Gippsland, and that's over the winter period, so that's sort of my June and July, so I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to have time for that this year. We've been doing that for about 8 years.
Right, okay.
Yeah. For the Justice Department, what sort of films are you in the Justice Department?
There's an organisation down in Gippsland called Wanunganalu Learning Place,
yep,
and it's a place where young Aboriginal men who have come in contact with the justice system,
yep,
can go to kind of help rebuild their lives. So it's a real healing place, very special place down in Gippsland, and I've been doing film work for them for a number of years.
Okay, so do the young men get involved? I'm probably going sidetracking here, but do they get involved in the filmmaking process as well?
In a sense, they do. We started off teaching them about filmmaking so they can kind of make their own films, yep, which we still do, but it's not that technical in the sense of this is, you know, how you operate the camera and this is how you use Final Cut Pro to image the film. Sure. We're more about helping them tell their story. So we are kind of facilitators and we work with them to tell their story in about a 5-minute short film, and over a period of 2 weeks we make about 8 short films for those guys.
Yep.
And they end up being quite powerful films. They're sort of about their journey and how they're kind of trying to address the problems in their lives that have led them into prison sentences or custodial sentences.
And Gus, where do they end up, those little 5-minute docos?
Well, some of them end up online. Some of them just end up with the participants to share with their family and their friends. One of them ended up at St Kilda Film Festival, actually, and won Best Doco a few years ago,
excellent,
which was great and really good for that particular young man, whose story it was, because he sort of, a lot of people saw it, and it kind of binds him to his journey in a sense, because he sort of talks about what he wants to do in his life to make that change, to be a better father, better partner. So it kind of really helped him on his journey. So that was great.
Yeah. And how rewarding for you to make those talk, and how much insight you would have into some of the some people's who are probably doing it tough, and some insight into them.
Yeah, it's I feel really honoured for them to tell me their stories and to be really honest with them. And I think that once we've sort of made a couple of them originally, like 3 or 4 years ago, they get to see them before we come down, and then the first session we do with them, we show them the films we've made the previous year. So they kind of know where we're coming from, and they know we're not out there to sort of step them up or make them look silly. We're out there to tell a really, you know, strong, honest story about them. And so they trust us, and so we can kind of hit the ground running with the content that they're really open right from the start. And, yeah, they tell us a lot of stuff. It's quite, it's, you know, you've sort of, you know, you've really got to separate yourself. It's quite exhausting, emotionally exhausting. Yeah. I mean, the stories are tough.
Yeah.
You know, and they've all got common threads running through them, you know, absent fathers, alcohol and drugs, early age, leave school, early age, racism, violence, all that sort of stuff. And it's sort of like, God, you know, if you could get in there earlier for some of these young guys, you'd solve a lot of their problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It's how do you, you know, like, can we see them? You know, like, is there anywhere where you can go? Is there a website or?
Yeah, I've got a few on gustofilms.com. There's a, I've got probably about 5 or 6 up there.
And do a lot of them don't want you to put them up?
No, a lot of them do want me to put them up, actually. There was a couple, there's been a couple that are sort of, they're quite happy to not share them, but for the vast majority, they're quite happy for them to be shown widely, and they want to share their story and let other people know what they've gone through and how they're trying to change their life. So it's quite good. They're really, you know, they're really happy for them to get out there.
Is it a bit of a shame that you're not going to, you know, that you're thinking maybe yes, maybe no this year? Or is it?
Look, I'm going to try to do it.
It's just you're busy with other stuff.
Yeah. Well, with the picture house, it's going to be, it's going to be quite draining on my time.
Yeah.
But then again, we, you know, maybe I could just go down there for the 3 days to do all the interviews and then leave my production crew to sort of do the rest.
Yep.
Maybe.
So have you got a little production company, have you?
I don't. I've just got a crew of, photographers and editors and camera guys, men and women who shoot for me. So I kind of go down there and interview them and produce it and direct it, and then they kind of do all the hard work and setting up the cameras and the lighting
And the editing.
And the editing, yeah.
Which is, for a lot of people that don't know, editing is, well, it's the most important part, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so involved, isn't it, editing?
Yeah, it is. And it's hard for me to, I mean, I can cut film, but if I'm that close to the subject and, you know, you get to know these guys really well over that 2 week period, it's quite hard to separate yourself and then, you know, edit the story, because you kind of don't know what to leave out and you don't want to sort of, you know, I don't know. It's good to have a bit of distance, and that's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
And it takes too long.
So what's that website again to have a look?
Gustofilms.com.
Gustofilms.com. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, we're here today mostly to talk about Thornbury Picture House. And we realised off air that you told me the last time you were in off air that you were looking at using this venue for a picture house, but you were still working through it, and that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So is it taking you this long?
Yeah. I got a short term lease over an old cinema in St Kilda called the old George Cinema on Fitzroy Street, and we called that the George Revival Cinema, and we got that going.
And it was doing okay.
Yeah, we really sort of galvanised the local community, and we were doing a lot of private hires and cast and crew screenings, and, you know, we were showing some really good films and we were getting good audiences. But the new owners were developers, and they didn't want to have a bar of a cinema in there. They wanted to put 22 apartments on top of us, and so they wanted us out, so that we couldn't renew our lease.
But the funny thing is, it never happened.
No, I know. That's the Alex Theatre.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, at least it's state in the arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's bittersweet. Yeah. It's bittersweet because they had a lot of beautiful old projectors in there that I've tried to reclaim to kind of look after and keep and potentially use again, and they all went. So it's like, I thought that was a bit tough to swallow.
But why haven't they kept on doing film there every now and then? Yeah, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They offered me a Monday afternoon slot or something like that at one point,
right?
Which I wasn't that interested in.
So okay, so yeah. You, you so finished
being
up there.
I live in Brunswick, and I've always felt that concept would have worked really well in the northern suburbs. I guess I think there's a gap in those sort of suburbs in that area for what I was doing, which was independent film and documentaries and films that maybe didn't get a wider release, and a place where people can go and show their cast and crew the films that they've made, that sort of thing. So I've been on the lookout in that area, Brunswick, Thornbury, Coburg, Preston, for a long time. And, yeah, this old petrol station's been on my radar for a while.
Is it one of those great classic Art Deco ones?
Yeah, it's
Oh,
great.
My God.
Yeah, it's
how
beautiful.
Cool.
Built in 1919.
Oh, wow.
And it's up near Thornbury Theatre, so it's sort of that end of High Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful old building, and one of my jobs has been to get all the paint off the tiles. It's all original Art Nouveau, actually, tiling
Art Nouveau.
The front. Yeah,
gosh.
And I could see that there were these tiles underneath the paint. You could see the outline of letters spelling various different garage type words, and 3 months of paint stripper and heat guns and paint scrapers to get all that paint off while my builders have been renovating the inside, and we've just got there. We literally got the end of the paint off last weekend.
Right.
But it's looking amazing. It looks great. It's a great looking building.
Wow. Well, you know, like a great challenge, you know, like
Huge,
to actually, you know, turn a garage into a cinema.
Yeah. And I think that if I had known what it would have been when I spoke to you 2 years ago, or if you had known and you had told me, okay, thanks for the heads up. I'm going to forget about that idea. It's been a lot of work.
Yeah. But worth it.
I think
now
so.
You're finished.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, we're very close.
Yep.
We're going to be. The end of next week, I think we're going to be pretty ready to open, and we are opening the week after next.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to open with? Like, what's
We've got a you know, I've been curating short films at Acme. I haven't done so for a couple of years, but I have been curating that sort of content for a long time, as well as other films for QV. And so I figured that because we've only got a small cinema, it's only a 60-seat cinema, and we're trying to get the media in on that first session and then family, friends, supporters in that second session on the same night, to try to keep it a bit short and to keep it kind of new rather than show a film that people had seen or that it was 2 hours long. We've gone for a short film type compilation. I'm working with the Comedy Festival this year to do a short film compilation, comedy shorts for them, so it kind of made sense to keep it along that sort of theme.
You're a busy boy.
I know.
Yeah, like all of a sudden just drops in on, I'm doing this stuff at the comedy festival. Yeah. Hello.
I know. And it's at the Thornbury Theatre too, so we've had that date locked in for like 2 months, so that had to happen. We had to finish like now.
Thornbury Theatre or your picture house?
Thornbury Picture House.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we've been at Acme for the last couple of years, but it kind of made sense to take it away from Acme and give it to the Thornbury Picture House.
Right. So. Oh, and how exciting for you, the fact that you've got the comedy festival on board.
I've been working with them for a while now, and they're a really fantastic festival, as you guys know. And Gideon James, who's one of the producers there, I've really good friends with him. So it's just been a great relationship for a number of years, and I'm glad that they were happy to kind of move out of the city a little bit, and also out of a 300 seat cinema in Acme, which is what we were sort of filling last couple of years. So it's nice that they let me bring it into a much smaller cinema.
So that's what you're opening with, or is that opening?
We're doing a short film compilation for that opening session, so I'll probably just make that like a 60-minute session, and we've got a Charlie Chaplin short that's about 10 minute long with a live band, jazz band, playing along to that as the star, which is quite nice.
Awesome.
And we'll have those musicians kind of doing some roving stuff in the bar beforehand. And
okay, so only 60 people. You've got a band playing with one section of it. How are you going to make money out of it? You know, it's
the whole place. I don't know. It's a good point. Look, we've got a great bar.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We've got a great bar at the front.
And it's in Northcote. You know, why not?
Yeah, I mean, that area, I mean, when I spoke to you about that place, that area of Thornbury hadn't really developed yet, and I still wanted to get in there, I think, because of the building and the size of the building. And it's just been lucky that it's sort of developed in a really good way since that time, and now it's just got loads of great restaurants and bars. Carwin Cellars, it's so busy across the road, and some really interesting different types of businesses in that little area. So I think it's a great little spot to be in, and I think that'll everyone helps each other in those sorts of environments, in terms of growing foot traffic.
I think it is a good spot because I think that area also now has got, even though they've got a lot more development, I think people like to be local. And I noticed that a lot of the local things around there get a lot of, you know, people turning out.
I think so.
A lot of patronage there.
I think so. I think people like to be able to walk to these places, cycle. You know, we ride on the tram stop. We're on Thornbury train station. We've got bike parking out the front. So, I think that it is a really strong community there. I mean, people are really seem to be really excited about having a cinema coming into the neighbourhood, and people take ownership of a cinema, like, in a different way than I think that they do over a restaurant necessarily. And you want to make sure that you're providing that cinema to those people, and so that's been good with your programming, I think. Yep.
And that was my next question, was, what is your programming? You obviously sorted it out already for the first couple of months. Yeah. What direction are you going to take it?
Look, I think we've got the opportunity. Well, I think that there are some independent films that you've probably seen over the last 6 months that I think would work really well in that environment, like Three Billboards, Call Me By Your Name, Lady Bird, Shape of the Water, Phantom Fred, those sorts of films I think would work well. Plus, I think we've got the opportunity to be a bit creative with sort of cult and classic film programming as well. I mean, there's no one really, there's nowhere to go where you can kind of revisit some of those films like Blue Velvet or Death in Brunswick or, you know, even Disaster Artist or Get Out, for example, that, you know, have been out recently. But, you know, if we put it in late on a Friday night, you know, it might have that different type of audience pull to it. So I think that, you know, we think it's a little bit of both. And I think we're going to show kids' films. We are going to show kids' films every Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I used to go on a Saturday afternoon to the cinema. You know, like, it was a wonderful outing.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the classic films we'll put on a Sunday afternoon for the same reason. I think that, there's probably parents that would like to share some of these classic films with their kids and
a musical or something.
Yeah,
musicals. Yeah. You should do
musicals.
Musicals.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could be another good one. Yeah. John being a musical theatre actor.
I'll come.
You can help me program them.
I'll sing along.
Program
those
sorts
of things like
theater.
The sing-along films. I think would be great.
That, yeah, you know. Yeah, they're a big hit at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, whereabouts is it?
So it's kind of just north of the Thornbury Theatre before Dundas Street.
So on High Street?
On High Street, 802 High Street, Thornbury.
Okay, and when?
It's on the corner of Pender Street and High Street, so it's this corner building.
Okay, and when are you opening?
Well, we've got our sort of media launch on Thursday the 5th, and then Friday the 6th, we're open.
Right.
We're going for it.
And what's it called again?
Thornbury Picture House.
And do you have a website as well?
thornburypicturehouse.com.au.
Brilliant.
Gus, and we're on the socials as well.
Right. Gus, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for doing something that you're taking a big risk here and with everything else you're doing as well. And that's what, you know, like, people like you that makes Melbourne great. So congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you. It's nice of you to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.